about the Club Q shooter. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The investigation continues into the deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs Saturday night that killed at least five people and injured 18 others. Details have emerged regarding a previous incident that could have brought on the state's red flag law. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Anderson Lee Aldrich is believed to have threatened his mother with a homemade bomb last year, but there's no record of relatives or police trying to enact the Colorado law that could take any weapons he had away. Aldrich's mother did not aid investigators at the time, so court records were sealed and treated as if the case did not exist. That helped Aldrich avoid any weapon seizure.
Meanwhile, an SUV plowed into an Apple store in the Boston suburb of Hingham, Massachusetts, Monday morning.
16 people have been transported to hospitals, 14 to South Shore hospitals, 2 to Boston hospitals. There's been one fatality.
Timothy J. Cruz, Plymouth County District Attorney. Police say they know the identity of the driver. Disney announcing former CEO Bob Iger will return to head the company for 2 years, replacing Bob Chapek. Fox Business's Jackie DeAngelis with that story.
Bob Chapek succeeded Iger in 2020, and while he did face many challenges during his tenure, like navigating the pandemic, he is stepping down. Iger, of course, was Disney's CEO from 2005 to 2020. In a statement, board chair Susan Arnold said this, quote, "The board has concluded that as Disney embarks on an incredibly complex period of industry transformation, Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period."
Amy Schneider winning Jeopardy's Tournament of Champions and a $250,000 prize. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. seeing COVID cases involving two new variants. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
According to new data released last week, the BQ1 and BQ1.1 variants are responsible for half the COVID cases in the U.S. They're descendants of the BA5 variant of Omicron, which has been the dominant strain in the country since the summer. The symptoms of the two variants are similar to other variants, including exhaustion, fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Both Pfizer and Moderna have reported that people who get the new bivalent booster shot will be more protected from a severe case of COVID than those who have not been vaccinated or who had a shot long ago. More than 2,300 people have died of COVID in the U.S. in the past week.
Oregon's governor issuing pardons for tens of thousands of people with misdemeanor marijuana convictions. Fox's Rich Dennison reports.
More than 47,000 people are getting pardons for misdemeanor marijuana possession convictions in the state. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announcing the pardons on Monday, noting the removal of the criminal records will eliminate barriers for employment, housing, and educational opportunities. President Biden has called on governors to issue pardons for those convicted of state marijuana offenses. Last month, he did the same for similar federal convictions.
AAA's Tow-to-Go program for impaired drivers taking place this Thanksgiving.
AAA has offered their Tow-to-Go service on a number of holidays, including July 4th and Labor Day this year, but they say in a statement they've been doing Tow-to-Go for 25 years. The service this Thanksgiving is offered Wednesday through 6 a.m. Monday and only in a handful of locations like Florida, Georgia, Iowa, North Dakota, Nebraska, Tennessee, Wisconsin, the Denver and Charlotte areas, as well as Fort Wayne, Indiana. They won't drive you more than 10 miles, though, and you can't pre-book the service. It's only supposed to be used as a last resort.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.